10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, she likes sour sweet, I like me sweet tea. And she likes my boots with these blue jeans. And she likes popping buttons on my pearls now. And she likes my cowboy hat. But she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang. When she hears me on the radio, she knows that it's me by the way I sing. She loves me for my twang. Loves me for my twang. Yeah, she likes how good I pick a guitar. And she likes
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't you?
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
Just 30 more seconds.
ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Your division champion, Frisco Rough Riders, are back on the road, and today they meet with the Midland Rockhounds for game one of a six-game series here in the Permian Basin. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Momentum Bank Ballpark. It's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. The Rough Riders coming in with the best record in all of AA and the second-best record in minor league baseball. 8 games up on Midland at 43-20, having already clinched the South Division in the first half. They are riding high and looking to continue what has been an amazing stretch. 7 wins in a row for the Rough Riders. They had a 9-game winning streak last week, and a chance to continue this fantastic stretch and hopefully do it well with Josh Steven on the mound, who threw well his last time out, surrendering just 1 run across his 5 innings. And today he faces a Rockhounds team that's the second-best offense in the Texas League, but missing a few pieces. We'll go over that here as the broadcast continues. Josh Steven, the 22-year-old for the Rough Riders, he faces Blake Beers, the 25-year-old for Midland. The Torrance, California native is 3-5 with a 5.49 ERA across 12 outings. 9 starts for him on the year, and we're looking forward to what should be a very good pitching matchup between these two today. As we can continue things here on the pregame show, we're looking forward to what should be a great presentation for you with a pregame interview with Rough Riders catcher Cooper Johnson. It was a lot of fun to chat with him earlier this week, and we'll get you part one of a 2-part interview here with Cooper Johnson coming up here on the pregame show. Just a fantastic baseball guy, really smart young man, and it was fantastic to catch up with him earlier. So we'll get you part one of that interview and then part two tomorrow. Happy you're with us here on the pregame show as the Rough Riders get set to take on the Midland Rockhounds in game one of this 6-game series. More pregame action next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. First game of the series, and we're joined by Cooper Johnson, Rough Riders catcher. Start with the celebration on Sunday, division championship for you guys in the first half. What does that mean for you to accomplish in the first half of this season?
Well, obviously just a lot of fun to be able to share that moment with the staff and with the teammates and the guys in the clubhouse that, you know, we've just been spending so much time, you know, just focusing on winning and playing good baseball. Obviously, it speaks to just like the play on the field and the good baseball that we've been playing thus far. But I think more so it speaks about how we've just created a good culture here and we've created a team atmosphere and just something that you don't find everywhere and that, you know, something special and that should be, you know, taken care for and appreciated.
This pitching staff has been phenomenal, and you've had the best seat in the house to see that pitching staff. One of the standouts has been Emiliano Teodo, who you've caught 9 of his starts this year. What has really stuck out to you from catching him last year in Hickory to where he is right now?
I think the biggest thing would be the sinker. The sinker, last year he was throwing primarily a four-seam. I believe he may have transitioned to a sinker towards the end of the year. But the sinker matched with the slider has just been kind of knockout for most of the hitters. I mean, last year it was a four-seam curveball, and this year he's gone to sinker and slider, and the changeup's improved a lot. So he pretty much has three weapons right now, and obviously the easy thing to see is the fastball entering the triple digits, but for me it's really the command and just the ability to sequence, and he's really smart, and he has a really good idea of what he's trying to do up there. And I've been catching him for, what feels like a long time now, a year and a half, caught a lot of his starts, and it's just been really fun to watch him grow. I feel like every start he grows a little bit more, whether it's a good one or not so good one. He learns from it and builds on it, and he's a special talent.
Joined by Cooper Johnson. Now, at the plate this year, already a career high in homers for you. It feels like you're swinging it really well. What have been some adjustments that you've made this season to help you offensively?
In the offseason, I sort of committed to the leg kick, which was last year I had a really wide stance, and I didn't have much movement with my lower half at all, and it felt very robotic, and it just wasn't athletic. And so in the offseason, I spent a lot of time working with a number of different, hitting coaches and mentors that just kind of told me to pretty much do what feels most athletic and most comfortable to you. Create a swing where you can get your A swing off as many times as possible. And that has really been the biggest thing from a mechanical standpoint, was narrowing up my stance and continuing to do this leg kick, which I started to do at the end of last year, and my numbers were improving, but I was fully committed to it in the off season. And then from just an approach standpoint, it's been just to focus on doing damage, going up to the plate and doing damage, looking to drive the ball, looking to slug, find strikes, hit strikes hard. And with that mindset, even when I don't feel as good at the plate, I feel like I can still get an A swing off and run into one, even when things don't feel exactly right. It's been good thus far, but still a lot long season, a lot to go.
The three catchers on this team with you, Scott, and Liam have all been good offensively and really pushed each other, it seems like, defensively as well. What's it been like working with his catcher core and Kavika Emslie-Pye as well?
Oh, man, it's excellent. Four guys that every day want to work, want to get better. It's a good environment to bounce different ideas off each other. Obviously we're trying to outwork each other, but at the same time it's a bit of a family, and we take care of each other, we look out for each other, try and pick each other up wherever we can, and I just think that there's no bad feelings. Everything is, it's just a close-knit family, and all starts with Kavika setting that tone, and then Scott and Liam and myself, us three, just following suit, and it's been really good so far.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Good
We welcome you back to Momentum Bank Ballpark alongside you. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. The Rough Riders getting ready for game number one of a six-game series here with the Midland Rockhounds, their division foe. And coming into this series, it looked initially like we might have a very big series for the division. Well, the Rough Riders took care of business, winning seven in a row, and they are division champions coming into this one. So no longer for the division. This is really a meaningless week of baseball in terms of how the playoffs and standings are constructed, but it still should be a lot of fun and a lot to play for in terms of the Rough Riders trying to make some waves in the record books to end the first half. So for the Rough Riders, let's introduce you to the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, first half winners in the Texas League South for the first time since 2014. Freiner Chavez, the third baseman, leads it off. Then it's Liam Hicks, the catcher, and Aaron Zavala out in left field. Cody Freeman, the DH. Josh Hatcher, the right fielder, and Abimelech Ortiz at first base make up the middle third of the order, while Max Acosta at shortstop, Alex Degody at second base, and Daniel Mateo, the center fielder, round out the card for Carlos Cardoza. Once again, for the Rough Riders, it's Chavez, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Ortiz, Acosta, Degody, and Mateo, the starting nine for Frisco. Josh Steven takes the ball for the Rough Riders today as he faces off against Midland for the third time in his career. Here's the lineup as announced by Gregorio Petit, the first-year skipper for the Rockhounds. Shane McGuire, the DH, leads it off. Then it's Jack Winkler at third base and Brennan Malone, the first baseman, hitting in the three spot. Middle third, it's Daniel Susak, the catcher and number five prospect for the Oakland Athletics. Junior Perez, the center fielder, hits fifth, and Caden Trenkel is the left fielder batting in the sixth spot. Bottom third, Jeremy Ironman at shortstop, Denzel Clark in right field, the number three prospect in the A's organization, and Saheed Valenzuela, the second baseman, rounds out the starting nine for the Rockhounds tonight. Once again, it's McGuire, Winkler, Malone, Susak, Perez, Trenkel, Ironman, Clark, and Valenzuela, the starting lineup for the Midland Rockhounds, coming in at 35-28 on the season. Blake Beers and the Rockhounds taking the field right now in their home white uniforms. We'll introduce you to Blake Beers, the starting pitcher, when we come back. It's first pitch next between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Game one of this six-game series from Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Is gone. He makes the diving catch.
now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Goal!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh, my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh, baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
From the Permian Basin, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds meeting for Game 1 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Momentum Bank Ballpark. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along, as today the Rough Riders, already division champions in the first half, finish out this first half of play with their final series of the initial part of 2024. Today, the Rough Riders at 43-20 come in with the best record in all of minor league baseball outside of AAA. And they have been a phenomenal team all season long, looking to build on a seven-game winning streak coming into this one tonight. Today they face Blake Beers, the right-hander making his fourth career start against the Rough Riders and his second this season. In his first start, a tough luck loser, allowing just two runs across his seven innings pitched in a 2-1 win that the Rough Riders had back on May 25th. So he faces Franier Chavez, Liam Hicks, and Aaron Zavala to start this one tonight on a very windy but pleasant day for baseball at Momentum Bank Ballpark here in West Texas. Franier Chavez in from the left side. We're ready for baseball. Chavez, switch hitter, batting for the left against the right-hander Blake Beers, who's ready from the stretch. And with nobody born, he delivers the first pitch of the game. That's on the inside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1, and we are underway with Chavez behind in the count, 0-1. 6:33 with the game's first pitch. The next offering, outside corner, called strike two. It's no balls and two strikes on Chavez. 95 degrees is our first pitch temperature with a feels like of 97. Very little humidity to speak of, just 36%. Out here in West Texas, sunshine up above the pitch. That one shivers high and up and away. It's one ball and two strikes. 20-mile-an-hour winds, though, blowing in from right field. Gusts up to 26 miles an hour. A very windy day here in Midland. Beers looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander delivers in the 1-2. Chavez fouls it back and out of play, and it's still one ball and two strikes on the Frisco third baseman in the leadoff spot today as Kellen Strom gets the day off. Strom has been the mainstay up at the top of the order for the Rough Riders. This is just the third game for Franier Chavez at the top of the card for Frisco. Beers ready in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider up and away, he strikes him out. First K for Blake Beers in the first man he faces. One down in the first inning for Liam Hicks. Hicksy hitting at 280 on the season now, with the average bumping up thanks to a wonderful little stretch. His last 28 games hitting 358, his last 16 hitting 379. The pitch. Outside corner with a backdoor slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Part of the best offensive catching unit in the Texas League in terms of batting average and OPS. Ian Cooper Johnson along with Scott Capers have been great when behind the plate. 0-1. There's a pop-up out to left field. That one's sending Trinkle back, twisting around, moving towards the line with the wind. He reaches skyward and plucks it out of the air. Fly out to left field for the second out here in the first inning, and that brings Aaron Zavala to the plate. Rough Riders, as mentioned, coming in at 43-20, the best record outside of anybody except for AAA Omaha in all minor league baseball. Only Omaha has a better record than the Rough Riders this year. Best record in AA for Frisco. Winners of seven in a row coming into tonight. First pitch. Zavala swings, cracks it right back to the hill on one hop. Beers has got it. Underhand flip onto first in time to retire the side. And the Riders go down quietly in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go bottom one next. Rough Riders nothing, Midland to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money.
And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders and Rockhounds in game number one of this six-game series. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you along. Shane McGuire starts it off for Frisco, or excuse me, for Midland against Josh Steven in the first pitch. Is a fastball just above the letters. It's one ball and no strikes. Shane McGuire, Jack Winkler, Brennan Malone, the top three in the order today for Midland. There was a lineup shakeup right before the game. The pitch, it's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Cooper Bowman, who's the best remaining player on this roster offensively, was scratched late. 1-1. That one slips inside with a slider, and it's two balls and one strike on McGuire. And so Bowman out of the lineup. This lineup certainly has gotten a little bit worse in the last couple hours. 2-1. That's up and away, and it's three balls and one strike. Colby Thomas, who was second in the league in OPS and tied for the league lead with 14 homers, was just promoted up to AAA Las Vegas. 3-1. Swinging a line shot into center field, sending Mateo back on a dead run, still looking up, and he makes the catch. Daniel Mateo runs it down and pulls it in for out number one. That ball was stung off McGuire's bat, and the wind knocked it down a little bit. Great route from Daniel Mateo. One away for Jack Winkler. Winkler, the third baseman, right-handed batter. Pitch home. High and tight, one ball and no strikes. So Colby Thomas promoted. Cooper Bowman out of the lineup. The pitch home. There's a fly ball hammered out to deep left field. Zavala going back at the warning track. He reaches up, and he pulls that one in. Wow, back-to-back really strong defensive plays for the Rough Riders to begin this ballgame defensively. That one going all the way back to the warning track where the wall curls out to where it's 381. At the edge of the Rough Riders' bullpen. And Zavala able to make that catch. So two nice plays in the Riders' outfield. And now here's Brennan Malone, right-handed batter. Josh Steven delivers. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove. It's 0-1. A great sign early on from this Frisco defense. And you could see the wind already playing a factor. Blowing the ball all over the place. 20-mile-an-hour winds right now. Steven has his sign. He rocks back in the 0-1. That's low off the outside corner. It's one ball and one strike. Malone, the number 22 prospect in the A's organization, one of nine top 30 prospects on this Midland team, as the pitch is high and tight. It's 2-1. The Rockhounds just lost 4 of 6 against Wichita over last week, including losing on Sunday to clinch the Rough Riders the division title. Steven has his sign. He rocks in the 2-1. That's off the outside corner. It's 3-1. Steven looking for another strong start against these Midland Rockhounds, the team he made his AA debut against last season back on July 4th. He offers, swing and a miss. Well, with the high fastball there, it's 3-2 on Malone with two out, bases clear, no score in the bottom of the first inning. Steven went 4 1/3 in his AA debut, allowing two runs. Earlier this season, though, allowed five runs across six innings. 3-2, up high, ball four, and Malone finds his way aboard with two down. So Steven certainly looking for that same kind of length, but fewer runs allowed here in this start. Daniel Susak stands in now, right-handed batter. The catcher, a number 5 prospect in the A's org. Runner at first, two down. Steven, the first pitch. Outside corner for a called strike one by Sean Sparling, our home plate umpire today. Nate Diedrich at first base, Trevor Matthews at third. Steven making his ninth start for the Rough Riders. He's 2-3 with a 5.26 ERA. And he rocks in the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a hard grounder up the third baseline. Chavez backhands, flicks to second, and gets the out there. And it retires the side in the first inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, a runner left on, and we move our way to the top of the second. It's the Rough Riders and Rockhounds, 0-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We move to the top of the second inning. Rough Riders 0, Rockhounds 0. Game 1 of this series. Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders. Happy to have you on this windy day in Midland. It can get pretty windy out here in the Permian Basin with how flat it is. And today is one of those days. Expect wind today and tomorrow, and then it should cool down just a little bit. Cody Freeman in from the right side against Blake Beers in the right-hander's pinch. He misses inside with a fastball. It's 1-0. Beers, an 8-pitch, 7-strike first inning, retiring the Riders in order. Right-hander ready from the stretch of the glove just above the belt, and the 1-0. Freeman watches outside. It's 2-0. The Rough Riders taking the field for the first time since their 12-0 win on Sunday. Their 7th consecutive win, and Cody Freeman had a good day, scoring 3 times and having 2 extra base hits. The pitch. He whips it foul to the right side. It's 2-1. He tripled and doubled in that ballgame on Sunday. Rough Riders with 12 runs on 12 hits and another shutout. This pitching staff just continues to dominate. Beers ready from the stretch. And the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Up and away with a fastball. It's 2-2 on the Riders' DH. Freeman with a couple multi-hit games in that series, though all in all a series that he'd like to build on and not necessarily linger on very much. He went 6-for-20 in the set with a couple multi-hit games down the stretch, but struggled early. 2-2 home. He swings, breaks his bat, sawed him off on a soft grounder to third. Winkler comes up, picks, throws him to first, and just gets Freeman by a step. One away. Josh Hatcher bats now for the Rough Riders. Top of the second, one out, no score. Hatcher hitting .296 this series, or this season, I should say. That's fifth best in the Texas League. Left-handed batter, got the day off on Sunday. First offering, up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. The way the wind is blowing today, it's going to be really tough for left-handed batters to get it out of the ballpark, blowing directly in from right field. Talking to Hatcher a little bit about that before the game today is the 0-1. There's a swing and a miss. That was the 1-0. It's now 1-1. And he said, yeah, with this kind of wind, you just got to think about a ground ball through the four hole, pulling the ball on the ground. And he said, if you put it in the air, you got to go the opposite way. Out to left. The pitch is a check swing. Strike called anyway on the outside corner. Hatcher behind 1-2. Rough Riders wearing their red tops today. Red double R ball cap, gray pants. It's the home white tops, bottoms, and hats today for the A's affiliate. The pitch. That sizzles high with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Momentum Bank Ballpark in general will play a little more pitcher-friendly. Out of the alleyways and with the wind. Down the lines, it's very hitter-friendly. A lot of short porch action here. 2-2. Just outside. Three balls, two strikes. Missing with a fastball there. The bullpens are both located down the lines. And down the left field line is the Rough Riders bullpen. It's behind the wall. The offering in. Hatcher swings, chops it up the first baseline. Fair ball down the line. Hatcher around first. He's steaming towards second. Clark collects, fires it in, and it's offline. Josh Hatcher with a double. And the Rough Riders with their first hit puts a runner in scoring position right away. One out, runner at second now for Frisco on a chopper that was just fair down the first base side past Malone, the first baseman. And that brings Abimelech Ortiz to the plate, who's homered in back-to-back games. Hatcher in scoring position. Ortiz would love to pick on one of the short porches down the line. Beers readies and fires. Foul the way to the left side. It's 0-1. While the Rough Riders bullpen is located behind the wall down the left side, the bullpen down the right field line, home of the Rockhounds, is one of the more odd bullpens you'll find in the league. Beers readies in the 0-1. Ortiz takes it high. It's one ball and one strike. The wall on the outfield is a curved wall that goes along from the left field line all the way to the right field line, and then it's almost as if they forgot to put in the bullpen. The pitch. It clips the outside corner with a backdoor slider, and it's 1-2. And so they just put it in the right field corner and then built a little 4.5-foot fence arching around the bullpen. So if you hit it into that bullpen down that right field line, it's a home run. It's only 321 feet down that right side. And immediately goes to 360 and straightaway right. The pitch. Ortiz watches on the outside corner. Strike three called. Beers with his second strikeout, and there are two away in the second inning. That brings Max Acosta to the plate. They played it the opposite way in the outfield to pull in the infield for Acosta. Runner at second, two down, no score. Beer is ready from the stretch, and the right-hander deals home. That's outside, one ball and no strikes. You've seen many right-handers get short porch homers to the opposite way into that bullpen in right field. Going to be a little tougher with the wind. You're going to have to hit it on a line, not hit it in the air. Or hit it really well in the air. 1-0. At the knees for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Acosta swinging a hot bat coming into this one. He had three hits on Sunday. Two singles and a double. Scored twice, knocked in a run. Love to see him start getting the slug going. 1-1. Swinging a line drive into right field, sinking on Clark. He dives in, and it's off his glove. It bounces in front of him, and that allows Hatcher to come around to score from third and give the Riders the lead. An RBI single for Max Acosta. Rough Riders grab a 1-0 advantage. Tough play for Clark, diving in towards the infield, and as he reached out, it went off the webbing of his glove and kind of pinballed in front of him. And Acosta picks up the RBI single. Rough Riders out in front, 1-0. This is what we've seen from the Rough Riders, getting out in front early, the pitch. That's up and in. It's 1-1 and no strikes on Alex DeGoti. So great to see the Rough Riders do it again here in this early part of this series. Here's the stretch from Beers, righty-righty. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Handcuffed him on the inside corner with a heater, and it's 1-1 and one strike. Good piece of hitting for Acosta going the opposite way on a soft liner. And just fitting it in to the outfield in front of Clark on the dive. Pitch home, Acosta runs, it's high and tight. Susak throw from his knees down to second, and he nailed him. What a throw from Daniel Susak. And Acosta caught ceiling for the fifth time this year in 16 attempts. Side retired, but not before the Rough Riders get a run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Bottom two coming up, 1-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the bottom of the second inning. It's 1-0 Rough Riders here at Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. Happy to have you on this Tuesday evening. First pitch home to Junior Perez is inside. He showed bunt and wheels out of the way on the inside fastball. It's 1-1 and no strikes. RBI single for Max Acosta, the difference right now. In the top of the second inning, we play in the bottom half. 1-0. Slider to the outside corner for strike one. It's 1-1 and one strike on Perez. Hitting just .220 through his 48 games so far. Stevens 1-1. That's just outside. It's 2-1. And Josh Stevens looking to settle in here after a 15-pitch first inning. He walked one batter, but otherwise good work for him. The pitch. He puts it on the inside corner, a strike with a changeup, and it's 2-2. After that scoreless bottom of the first inning for Stevens, Rough Riders pitchers have now thrown 17 consecutive scoreless innings. Rough Riders have been on an extremely nice tear. The pitch, swinging a soft roller foul up the left side. It's still 2-2. And Stephen poured in a really nice start his last time out against the Sod Poodles last week, allowing just one run across his five innings on seven hits. Peering in for his sign, he's got it. And the right-hander, the 2-2. Fouled back. Still 2-2. In his start before that at Corpus Christi, he really got unlucky. He looked really good through his first four innings of work, and then everything completely unraveled in the fifth. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider away. He strikes out Perez. One out. First strikeout for Josh Steven. And it's one away in the bottom of the second inning with the Riders leading 1-0. It's Caden Trinkle. Left-handed batter. Left fielder tonight. Steven rocks back and offers. That's right down the middle with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. So in that start against Corpus Christi, Steven allowed 6 runs over his 4 2/3 innings, but really pitched better than that. Giving up a lot of hits has been difficult for him this season. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him to chase, and it's no balls and 2 strikes. Steven is allowing a .297 average against on the year. The pitch that hums outside. It's 1-2. Opponents have an .838 OPS against the right-hander, which is well above average. He rocks in. Off the end of the bat, a cue shot foul, squibbing up the third baseline. It's still 1-2. So the Rough Riders are continuing to hope for more competitive baseball for Steven. That's one of the things that comes up a lot when you talk to this coaching staff and John Goble, the pitching coach, about Josh Steven, his competitiveness. He deals. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider down and in. He strikes out Trinkle, and it's back-to-back K's for Josh Steven. 2 outs here in the second. Riders leading 1-0 for Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop. Steven is still very young. He's just 22 years old. He won't turn 23 until November. He deals home. It's on the inside corner for a strike. The first pitch slider. That's his best pitch. Steven has a four-seam and a two-seam fastball and a cutter, the 0-1. That's low off the outside corner with the slider. 1-1. That's 2 fastballs, the cutter, slider, and changeup as his arsenal. That slider continues to be his go-to pitch. 1-1. Swing and a miss of the high fastball at 93, and it's 1-2. And he gets a lot of swing and miss on that high fastball, but the slider will get some good swing and miss as well, low and away to righties. The pitch. That's high and inside with the fastball. A little bit too far inside. It's 2-2. Steven didn't have that good slider when he first came to the Rough Riders this year, but he's since found it. The pitch. Chopped up the third baseline. It's a foul ball, and it's still 2-2. And boy, has he ever. He's turned it into a really effective pitch. Striking out a little bit less than 1 inning this season. He's been more a ground ball pitcher than a fly ball pitcher this year. Offering in. Another one chopped foul at the plate behind home, and it's still 2-2. Guy who grew up coming to Rough Riders games from Grand Prairie. He looks in. He's got his sign with a black glove. He winds and fires. Fouled back. Still 2-2. A lot of foul balls in this inning against him. That's 6 foul balls. He threw 15 pitches in the first inning. And this next one will already be his 20th here in this inning. He rocks home. Swinging a broken bat liner to short. Acosta off to his left makes the catch on a ball that had crazy English off of it. And Acosta able to stick with it. First going to his right, then back to his left and making the catch full extension. Side retired in order in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top three next. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy.
Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top of the third inning from Midland. Happy to have you along. Alex DeGody standing in the same spot he was when the second ended on a caught stealing. Riders that 1-0 lead on the Max Acosta RBI single. First pitch home from Blake Beers. And hums to the inside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. On DeGody, who had a 1-1 count back in the second when his first plate appearance was ended prematurely. The 0-1. That just hovers outside. 1-1. Blake Beers, a former 19th round selection in 2021 by the A's. 25 years old, 6'4", 215 pounds. He rocks home. DeGody, a late swing and a miss. Behind on the fastball at 93, and it's 1-2. Beers out of Torrance, California, but went to school at the University of Michigan. He was part of that very talented Michigan team in 2019 and went to the College World Series, making 14 appearances that season, including a pair of starts. He readies and brings it. That's low and outside. It's 2-2. That Michigan team ended up beating Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders pitcher, and his UCLA Bruins. Here's the stretch of the pitch. A check swing, strike on the outside corner. Got him looking. So third strikeout for Blake Beers. One away, and Daniel Mateo steps to the plate. Mateo, the new dad. He had a beautiful daughter last week, making his first appearance with the Rough Riders as a father. He got to celebrate his first Father's Day as well on Sunday. Here's the stretch from the right-hander in the first pitch. Mateo takes one at the top of the zone with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Beers made a couple starts against the Rough Riders last year, and he's making his second start against Frisco this season. The 0-1. It's low and outside. It's 1-1. Beers' first start against the Riders happened on May 25th, and if you've been following the Rough Riders very closely, that's a pretty significant date on this recent success. Offering in, swinging a hot grounder out to short, and Ironman can't come up with it. He booted it off the heel of his glove and out in front of him, and Mateo reaches, and they do say E6. So fielding air on Jeremy Ironman. Freiner Chavez bats now. Riders leading 1-0, top of the order. Beers in that start back on the 25th went 7 innings, allowing just 2 runs, but picked up the loss. He readies and fires. That one's flared in the air, foul down the left field line. It's 0-1. That 2-1 win for the Rough Riders over the Rockhounds was on a Saturday. And that was 19 games ago. Starting on that date, the Rough Riders are 16-3 in their last 19 games. Huge turning point for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Up and away, and it's 1-1. If you could look back at that date, the Rough Riders, just a day before, were 2.5 games back of first place behind Midland. They won the final two games of that series to be half a game back, splitting the six-game set. Throw goes over to first, and Mateo's back in. And since then, in the last 19 games, the Riders are 16-3, while Midland is just 7-12. And that's why the Rough Riders ended up clinching the division with six games left in the first half. The pitch, Mateo takes off, swinging a ground ball up the middle, pass to diving second baseman, and out into right center. Mateo motors to third, and he stops right there. The hit and run puts runners on the corners for the Rough Riders with one down. Franer Chavez with a soft ground ball up the middle, just past Valenzuela, the second baseman, who dove to his right, and Mateo was easily able to motor into third. So runners on the edges for the Rough Riders now with one down, leading 1-0, and Liam Hicks, the catcher, stands in, who flew out to left his first time up. The biggest difference has been the pitching. Rough Riders have been phenomenal over the last 19 games on the pitching side of things. A 2.07 ERA. Hang on a minute. As the throw goes over to third, Mateo out at third base. What is going on? Beers was backing up behind the mound. He thought time was called still, and he was out at third. Trevor Matthews called it. What in the world just happened? What was Mateo thinking? He was taking his lead from third. Beers was about 10 feet behind the mound, and he just threw to third, and Mateo's out. Oh, goodness. A base-running blunder for the Riders here in the third. A 1-5 pickoff. Oh, two outs and a runner at first now. And the pitch. That's outside 1-0. Just a weird play. Mateo was caught napping. One ball and no strikes on Hicks. The offering in. He swings, fouls it back to the netting, and it's one ball and one strike. It was almost as if Mateo didn't realize that time hadn't been called. Right-hander readies. And the 1-1 pitch. Up and away, it's two balls and one strike. Midland on the other side, a 3.84 ERA during that 19-game span, which is still not bad, but their offense took a big hit. They had a run differential of minus 20. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Rough Riders have a plus 53 run differential over their last 19 games. Plus 53 in 19 games. Been ridiculous. 12 runs certainly help on Sunday as the pitch is spoiled. Foul in the air left side. It's two balls and two strikes. Riders are enjoying a lot of success right now and leading 1-0 here in the top of the third, trying to win their eighth consecutive game. Beers ready. He offers. Runner takes off, swinging a line drive, hooked foul down the right field line. Still two balls and two strikes on the left-handed batting catcher. Chavez trying to take off on Susak, who has already thrown out one base runner today. Acosta trying to steal. Rough Riders have always been aggressive on the base paths. Nothing changing here. Offering in. Way high all the way back to the backstop, and Chavez easily takes second. A wild pitch. We're full at three balls and two strikes now on Hicks. It's a hard backstop here in Midland, and that ball just hit the backstop and caromed right back to Susak, the catcher, but Chavez was almost already at second base. 3-2, two outs, runner at second. Chavez takes off for third. The pitch is flared out into shallow left field. Trinkle coming on, still sprinting, and he makes the catch to retire the side in the third. So no runs for the Riders on a hit in air and one runner left on base. We move our way to the bottom of the third inning. It's 1-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the bottom of the third inning from Midland. 8-9-1 due up for the Rockhounds. Riders leading 1-0. Denzel Clark stands in from the right side of the pitch. Up and away, it's 1-0-0. Max Acosta with an RBI single in the second. That's our difference right now. Steven rocks back and offers. Swinging a line shot into left center field. Mateo cutting over, and he makes a shoestring catch. Brilliant first step and a great running grab by Daniel Mateo on a ball that was smoked into left center. Denzel Clark hit it hard, but Mateo, a great play in center. And there's one away. Wow, that's about as good as it gets when you don't leave your feet as an outfielder. Daniel Mateo making a nice catch, and here's Saeed Valenzuela. Steven rocks back and offers. Valenzuela, the switch hitter, takes a low, and it's 1-0-0. Batting from the left side against the right-hander, Steven. Mateo was the defender of the year in the minor leagues for the Rangers last year for a reason. And the pitch is hit foul on a line to the left side. It's 1-1-1, showing it off right there. It's his second nice catch of the day. 1-0 Riders, one down here in the third. Seventh head-to-head meeting between these two clubs. A split in Frisco about a month ago. 1-1. Just outside. 2-1. Rough Riders have a 7-game sweep and a 6-game sweep during this last 19-game stretch. Offering in. It's at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-2 now on Valenzuela. Good cutter from Steven. Infield to pole, 2-2. Swinging a hard ground ball right to the second baseman, Degoni. He's got it up into the belly, straightens and throws him out at first, 2 outs. 2 up, 2 down for Steven. After the walk, he's now retired 6 in a row. Shane McGuire steps in. The good Josh Steven has been some of the best pitching we've seen this season for the Rough Riders. He has the most consecutive retired this year by any Rough Riders pitcher, the offering. Comes across the top of the zone, letter high for a strike. It's 0-1. Steven retired 12 in a row in one of his starts. He looks in for his sign. He's got it with his shoulders square to the third base dugout, and time called late by McGuire. 2 outs, bases clear. Starting the second time through the order here. Right-hander pitches. He misses down and in with a slider, and it's 1-1-1. just about avoiding that big inning for Josh. And avoiding the long ball as well. He's allowed 7 home runs this year. 1-1. Chopper foul up the third, or first baseline, I should say. It's 1-2. All 7 of those home runs have been hit by right-handed batters. McGuire, a left-hander. Just 4-17 against the Riders this season. A .235 average. Offering in. He swings and lines it into center field and just over the top of Acosta, the shortstop who was going back on it. It lands in for a base hit. The first hit today for the Rockhounds. Jack Winkler stands in now. We play in the bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Frisco. Winkler flied out to left on a nice catch from Aaron Zavala, his first trip up. Shade making its way towards the mound right now with this overhang. Steven delivers. There's a fly ball hit well into right field, sending Hatcher back, curling towards the warning track, reaches out, it's over his glove, bounces off the warning track and up into the bullpen. And that's a break for the Riders. McGuire goes to third, and Winkler in at second with a ground rule double on a ball that the wind just carried. Off to the right from our perspective into Hatcher's left, just kept on going over his head, and lucky that it didn't leak out into the bullpen, but very lucky for the Rough Riders that it bounced up and over to save a run. So runners at second and third and 2 outs for Brennan Malone. 1-0 Rough Riders in the third. And Steven delivers. Fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Winkler with his 18th double on the season. He's been a double machine this year. That puts him in the active lead in doubles in the Texas League. His teammate Colby Thomas had the lead with 19. He's now up in AAA. The pitch. Low off the outside corner. It's 1-1. This is a Midland team that ranks very high in the Texas League in a lot of offensive categories, but that's pretty misleading because of all the guys they've lost over the last couple weeks. Colby Thomas today. Look back to second. And the right-hander's 1-1. Slips across the inside corner, thigh high for a strike. It's 1-2. And also the A's top prospect, no longer with the club, Jacob Wilson, their first-round pick from a year ago. Currently dealing with a knee injury, though, in AAA Las Vegas. Big spot for Steven here. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Malone. Low and away, blocked by Hicks in the dirt. Really nice block on a slider, low and outside, saving a run. He keeps the Rough Riders in front, 1-0. 2-2. Outfield shaded slightly to pole for the right-handed batter. Infield straight up. Steven ready is the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball past the hill. Second baseman Acosta's got it. A long off-balance throw is in time to first, and the inning is over. Nifty play for Alex DeGody, the Rough Riders second baseman. And the side comes to a close. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on. We go to the top of the fourth. Rough Riders 1, Midland nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Rider Baseball.
We go to the top of the fourth inning. It's 1-0 Frisco, and Aaron Zavala in the three spot of the order leads it off. Blake Beer is allowing just one run so far in the RBI single for Max Acosta in the second. He offers home. That's down, and it's 1-0. In a few minutes, it's about to get a lot easier to hit here. The way that the ballpark is set up, the sun is directly in the eyes of the center fielder. So as the sun sets behind us, the overhang shadow creeps up on the mound. The 1-0. That's on the outside corner with a slider for a strike to the left-handed batter. And it's 1-1. And it's currently a shadow in between home and the pitcher's mound. And currently home plate in the shade. Stretch in the pitch. Swing and a bouncer foul right back behind home. And it's 1-2. The wind is still going to persist, though, and that certainly does make it harder to hit for power out here. Especially for left-handed batters with the wind blowing directly in from right field at 20 miles an hour. 1-2. That misses up and away. It's 2-2 to the Riders left fielder who bounced back to Beers in the first inning. Rough Riders have had a base runner at least in each of the last two innings. The pitch. Zavala cracks it foul into the netting left side above the Riders' dugout. Still 2-2. Zavala has had a tough time at the plate recently. His batting average down to .212 now after going just 1-for-18 in this series last week. Fouls off this pitch at the plate, and it's 2-2. That one hit was his final at-bat of the series on Sunday, singling into right. So that certainly had to feel good, finishing off that set with a base hit. Just trying to find it right now at home. 2-2 on him. 2-2. He swings, breaks his bat, lofts it into shallow center field. Perez coming on, and he makes the catch. Fly out into center field for Zavala to start the fourth inning. One away, and here's Cody Freeman. You wonder a little bit coming into this game about the playoff clinching hangover. Of course, we wonder that on Sunday as well with the Rough Riders clinching before the game even started with the Midland loss to Wichita. And Frisco came out, scored three runs in the first, and they didn't look back in a 12-0 win. First pitch to Freeman. That's inside. It's 1-0 on the fastball. And here they are leading 1-0 in this game. The pitching staff has been fantastic. And Josh Steven surely will not be overlooking this game today. 1-0. That misses low, and it's 2-0. A lot of the guys joking that if the Rough Riders had clinched on Sunday and then played a game on Monday, yesterday, maybe a little bit of a different story, but because they had the day off, 2-0. That's up and in. 3-0. They had a chance to kind of have the day to reset, recuperate, and sleep a little bit on the bus on the way out here as well. About a 5.5-hour drive. Almost 6 out here to Midland. 3-0. That's inside for 4. And Cody Freeman walking on 4 pitches. 1-out base runner for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth inning, leading 1-0. Josh Hatcher making his way to the plate, who doubled and scored back in the second. Pull side shift both in the infield and the outfield for the left-handed batter facing the righty. Righties have had a little bit more success against Beers this year. The pitch. Swing and a miss at an elevated fastball. It's 0-1. The homer ball for Beers has been a big bugaboo for him this season. He's allowed 12 home runs in 12 outings, 9 of them being starts. 7 by right-handed batters, 5 by lefties. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider over the heart of the plate. Hatcher came up empty. It's no balls and 2 strikes. We have a Rough Riders team that hit a bit of a power surge toward the end of that series against Amarillo. Frisco with homers in back-to-back days from Abimelech Ortiz, hitting 3 in the last 2 games of that series. The pitch. Check swing and a miss. Hatcher went around and a pitch off the outside corner. He struck out on 3 pitches. I think Hatcher having a tough time picking up the ball with the shade. An uncomfortable at-bat for him. 4th strikeout for Beers. Abimelech Ortiz stands in now, the left-handed batter. 2-run homer on Saturday, solo homer yesterday. The offering in. He takes up and away, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ortiz sitting on 5 home runs now. Talked about it a little bit on Sunday, but Ortiz had a monster second half last year, hitting 20 home runs in the second half with Jaime Hickory. The pitch. And that's outside. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. If he hit 20 home runs in the second half this year, it would still be a very good year. He hit 33 last year total to lead all of the Texas Rangers organization. 2-0. In the air down the left field line and foul out of play, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. So you certainly hope that power surge is coming. He is swinging it so much better in the cages and during batting practice the last couple days. He's starting to feel confident. 2-1. Foul out of play to the left side in the air, and it's 2-2. It's been really fun to watch because when he is on, like he was the very beginning of the season for the Rough Riders, he hits the ball hard almost every time to the plate, even when he is out. The pitch home. He swings, lines it in the left center field, sinking down, and it falls, a base hit. Freeman a wide turnaround second. He stomps on the brakes. It's a base hit for Abimelech Ortiz into left center field, and the Rough Riders have 2 aboard with 2 down for Max Acosta. Good approach for Abimelech Ortiz with 2 strikes, taking a pitch that was up in the outside corner of the zone and serving it in the left center field for a single. So now hits in 3 consecutive games for Ortiz, and it may not sound like a lot, but it is definitely a step in the right direction for him. Here's Acosta, the right-handed batter, and the pitch. Swinging a bounding ball out to short, and Ironman's got it. Flips onto second to retire the side. And the Rough Riders sat down and strand a pair in the 4th. No runs on a hit, no errors, 2 left on. We go bottom 4. Riders a 1-0 lead on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fourth inning in this series opener between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Frisco leading 1-0. Middle third of the order, Daniel Susak to bat against Josh Steven, who rocks back and fires in the first pitch. Just inside, one ball and no strikes on Susak, who bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the first. Strong, tall, powerful catcher, the pitch. Breaking ball clips the lower edge outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Just three homers for Susak on the year. Number five prospect in the organization. The offering is lined over second into right center. It's a base hit for Susak. Only the third hit today for the Rockhounds. First time a leadoff man has gotten aboard against Steven, and Junior Perez stands in. Perez, one of the Rockhounds that had a really good series against the Rough Riders, though in limited action. He went 3-for-7 in his two games against Frisco. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider away, and it's 0-1. Starting to get a little bit more playing time now with the graduation of Cody Thomas up to AAA, and Cooper Bowman, of course, not getting a chance to play today, so another opportunity for Perez. 0-1. A little half-swing foul ball back behind home, and it's 0-2, and you can really tell the shadows look to be playing a lot of tricks on the hitters here. Been a lot of bad, ugly swings over the last couple innings. Steven hard enough to hit as is. 0-2 on Perez, who struck out swinging back in the second. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider low and away. A three-pitch strikeout for Steven. Third strikeout of the day, and there's one away here in the fourth inning for Caden Trinkle. Trinkle had a couple of homers against the Rough Riders the first time his two teams matched up. Drove in 5 runs in 5 games in that series. Those two homers are still his only 2 homers on the season. 5 of his 13 RBIs came against Frisco. Offering home. He shows bunt. Pulls back, takes up and away with a slider, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Riders leading 1-0, bottom of the fourth inning. Midland outscored the Rough Riders 27-17 in that first meeting. The pitch. Swinging a bounder foul to the right side, and it's 1-1. In large part because of a lopsided victory, 11-0 in one of the games of the doubleheader that the two teams played. Frisco able to sneak out a couple close wins in the last two games of that series. Stretch of the pitch. That's just inside. 2-1. The Rough Riders in their series against Amarillo last week in the sweep outscored Amarillo 42-10 in the 6 games. A 12-0 win in the last game of that series really helped that overall number. The pitch is a ground ball to second with the runner on the move. Degody's got it at the chest. One step to his left, he throws out Trinkle at first. No chance to turn the double play with Susak running. 2 outs now for Jeremy Ironman. Ironman lined out to short on a broken bat liner his last time up. Right-handed batter with a runner in scoring position. 1-0. Rough Riders lead it. The pitch. Check swing. Foul ball back into Hicks' glove. It's 0-1. Stephen had a couple aboard in scoring position back in the third inning before getting Malone to ground out to second to end the frame. The offering. That shuttles across the outside corner for a strike. It's quickly 0-2. If Stephen can hold the Rockhounds off the scoreboard in this fourth inning, it'll be 20 consecutive scoreless innings for the Rough Riders pitching staff. He readies and brings it in. Off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes, missing with a slider that just went a little bit too far outside. That slider's been really good against right-handers off the plate today. Peering in for his sign. Steven with his blonde hair poking out each side of his red ball cap. Readies from the stretch with his face in the sunlight. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Cutter low and away, and Josh Steven picks up strikeout number 4. It's 20 consecutive scoreless innings for this Rough Riders pitching staff dating back to Saturday. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on base. 1-0 Riders to the top of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Alex Tagone leads off the fifth inning for the Rough Riders, leading 1-0 here in Midland. It's 8-9-1 for Frisco against Blake Beers, who fires in. It just misses inside with a slider. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders one run on 4 hits. Midland no runs on 3 hits today. Degote struck out looking back in the third against Beers. He's ready from the stretch and he offers home. And Degote takes a strike across the outside edge. It's 1-1. The shadows are now no longer in play for the batters, as the shadow of the overhang here at Momentum Bank Ballpark has gone up over the mound. The pitch. And that one misses low and outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. So hitting now will become a lot easier for these batters. With the 7 combined hits between the two clubs here in the first 4 innings. And 1 run. 2-1 pitch. Degote swings and misses and a good slider away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Riders winners of 7 in a row, beginning this 7-game series against the second-best team in the South Division. Midland has played some really good baseball. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. In the air down the right field line, foul territory. First baseman Malone gives it a look, but it's into the seats. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's the old catch-22 of baseball in the minor leagues. You want to be good, but not too good. You want to have your players have a lot of success, but not too much success individually. If they're too good, they'll get promoted. Rough Riders, as we talked about, don't necessarily on paper have the crazy talent that they've had in the last couple of seasons. 2-2. Breaking ball fouled back to the netting, and it's still two balls, two strikes. But they have had really good pitching, and they play really well in late close situations. And that's led to a ton of wins, and that's why it's been such a fun season. Not necessarily because of all the future major league talent that'll be in Arlington. 2-2, low off the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes. Not to say that there won't be future big leaguers on this team. I think there absolutely will be. Just maybe not as talented as we've seen over the last 3 years here in Frisco. 3-2 pitch. Outside for ball four. Blake Beers thought it was strike three. Didn't get the call from Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire. So DeGody works a walk to lead things off. First time out of the first five innings that the Rough Riders have had their leadoff man aboard. Here's Daniel Mateo, reached on an error by the shortstop, Ironman, in the third. First pitch. He takes one just below the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Mateo was then picked off at third base. DeGody nabs his lead from first. The offering in. Swing and a miss. Good slider low and away to Mateo. It's 1-1. Looking at this Rough Riders roster, it's hard to find how many guys will be promoted come the midseason. The Rangers usually like to do that mass exodus up to AAA. The pitch is a hard ground ball through the middle into center. DeGody up to second base. He stops right there. And Daniel Mateo with the base hit up the middle. Runners at first and second. Nobody out for the Rough Riders here in this fifth inning. Freddy Chavez making his way to the plate at the top of the Riders' card. Rough Riders have had some really good individual performances on the mound, but not sure how many guys will be promoted up to AAA from the offense. You certainly look at Kellen Strom at the top of the card. A guy who has a pretty good likelihood of going up. He's not playing tonight, though. First pitch to Chavez. Outside, one ball and no strikes. You think of Liam Hicks, who's had a great year. It's just, you know, in order to bring somebody up, they have to make a move up there as well, and it's hard to find room at the AAA level right now. Especially a catcher, if you're looking at Liam Hicks. The 1-0 is just outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Matt Watley and Sam Huff. Two main catchers up there. Sam Huff just sent back down to AAA from the major league level yesterday with Jonah Heim coming off the paternity list. Congratulations to Jonah. And a son named Champ. Huff got the start yesterday against the Mets in game one. Two aboard for the Rough Riders. Nobody out in this fifth inning. The pitch. Chavez sprays it foul to the left side. It's two balls and one strike. Tough game for the Rangers yesterday against the Mets, allowing a whopping 21 hits and a 12-2 loss. Now a four-game losing streak for the defending champs. 2-1. Sprayed foul in the air on the left side. Into the netting above the Riders' dugout. It's 2-2. Looking at it now, the Mets have a 1-0 lead in the third inning against the Rangers. Game two of that three-game set. Mark Vientos, a solo homer. That was kind of the tail of the tape from yesterday. It was 22 hits and a 14-2 loss. The pitch is a foul back in a Susak's glove. Strike three. Fifth strikeout for Beers. One out in the fifth inning for Liam Hicks. And time called. It's the pitching coach, Paul Abbott, the former major leaguer, out to the hill. We're going to go chat with Blake Beers. Rough Riders had a wonderful start to this inning, but a strikeout for Chavez. Runners at first and second, one down. Liam Hicks has flied out to left twice today. Abbott, the longtime major leaguer, 11 seasons in the big leagues. Played for the 2001 Seattle Mariners as well, the best team record-wise in Major League history with 116 wins. He went 17-4 that season for them with a 4.25 ERA. Pitched during the heart of the steroid era. Boy, a tough time to pitch. A mound visit over. Liam Hicks stands in. DeGody from second, Mateo from first. Good speed on the base pass. First pitch is a fastball at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. 93 miles an hour from Beers. Hicks has shown off the power display recently. The pitch. He swings and fouls it away to the left side. 0-2. Hicks had just 7 extra base hits through his first 2 months of the season. And now 6 extra base hits over his last 12 games. 0-2, high and away. 1-2. Hicks has been a hitting machine recently, hitting near 400 over the last couple weeks. The offering in, he swings and hits it high in the air, shallow right field. The second baseman Valenzuela back. Infield fly rule is called. He makes the catch anyway, and Hicks is sat down. That brings Aaron Zavala to the plate. Hicks has reached base in 13 consecutive, but he's 0 for his first 3 today. Two away for Aaron Zavala. Runners at first and second. Riders leading 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Initial pitch. Down and in. 1-0. Zavala bounced back to the pitcher and flied out to center on a broken bat in his first 2 trips. Beers looks to second, deals. Swinging a foul straight back. It's 1-1. Rough Riders second in the league with runners in scoring position in terms of batting average this season. Today, 1-6 so far with runners in scoring position. One hit, the Max Acosta RBI single in the second. 1-1. Zavala swings, grounds it hard right to the first baseman Malone. He's got it, takes it to the bag himself, and the inning is over. Well, the Rough Riders get their first 2 aboard, fail to score, though. No runs on a hit, no errors, 2 left on. Bottom 5 next. Riders lead the Rockhounds 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
And Josh Steven on the mound for the bottom of the fifth inning. Frisco a 1-0 advantage. Denzel Clark, Saeed Valenzuela, Shane McGuire, 8-9-1 due up. First pitch There's a fly ball into shallow center field. The second baseman, Degody, angling under it, maneuvering to his left onto the infield dirt. He makes the catch. One pitch, one down. 66 pitches through four innings for Josh Steven. Hoping for a quick one to try and go through six tonight. Valenzuela, left-handed batter, as a switch hitter standing in. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to second. 1-0 Frisco, first pitch. It fits across the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Steven, known as a strike thrower, he rocks in. Low and outside with a changeup. And it's 1-1. This season, just 14 walks across his 37 innings, the pitch. Fouled back, and it's 1-2, but even better a year ago, just 13 walks in 66 innings. Not that he's had trouble with his command by any means coming into this year. 1-2. Just off the outside corner, missed the backdoor slider, and it's 2-2, but giving up a lot more hits than he did a year ago this season. He winds and offers. Swinging a line drive into center field right at Mateo, and he's there to make the catch. Two down. Quickly on just six pitches. Shane McGuire stands in now. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fifth inning. Last season, opponents hit just 184 against Steven. 297 coming into this start today, this season. He offers in. McGuire, the left-hander, looks down and in. 1-0, missing with the slider there. McGuire singled into center in the third, really the only scoring opportunity that the Rockhounds had as the pitch is chopped to the right side. Degody's got it, feeds onto first, and over the head of the covering pitcher. And Liam Hicks, the catcher, back behind the bag to cover it up. Ortiz went for that ball at first base off to his right. Degody fielded it at second, and so Steven had to try to get over, and Degody's throw onto first was high. Steven jumped up. It was over the 6'4" right-hander's head. And Shane McGuire reaches on an error. Or hang on a minute. They say base hit. So a single on the infield, and here's Jack Winkler. And the first pitch. Inside, 1-0. For the Rough Riders coming into today, 9 consecutive games without an error. Steven Reddings peers over to first and brings it in. Up and in. 2-0. Really incredible stuff. Frisco, the fewest errors in all minor league baseball now. Best fielding percentage in the minor leagues as well. It doesn't mean they've been perfect defensively. 2-0. Check swing. Strike in the outside corner, and it's 2-1. But they have certainly played a good brand of baseball defensively this year. And it makes it so it hasn't come back to bite them as often. 2-1. Swinging a drive deep down the left field line. Zavala back at the warning track, angling to the wall, and it's just out of here. A home run. Homer for Jack Winkler. And just like that, Midland takes a 2-1 lead. Here comes that horn. Oh, how I have not missed that. First trip out to Midland this year. That horn, the bane of our existence. The Midland video coordinator is in the booth to our left. We made eye contact, and he told me to plug my ears. So we're certainly not alone in that horn. It's 2-1 Midland. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here's Brennan Malone. And the first pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the third baseman, Chavez. He's got it to his left. Steps and throws onto first in time to retire the side, but damage done. Jack Winkler hits his fourth home run of the season, a two-run shot, And just like that, it gives Midland a 2-1 advantage. We go into the top of the sixth next. 2-1, Rockhounds lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the sixth inning, and this game has been turned upside down. It's now 2-1 Midland. On the two-run homer by Jack Winkler down the left field line, and a ball that just kept on pushing further and further and maybe hoping it would go foul, but it just stayed fair down that left field line. So Cody Freeman is standing in against a new right-hander on the hill for the Rockhounds. Here's the stretch and the pitch. There's a swing and a foul back into the glove of the catcher, Daniel Susak, and it's 0-1. And that new right-hander is Colin Palouse. And the pitch home. That one misses high. So Palouse, spelling Beers, who finished with 90 pitches across his 5 innings, surrendering just the 1 run. It was earned on 5 hits. Pitch home to Freeman. Up and in, backed him off the plate. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Blake Beers' final line, going 5 innings, allowing 1 run on 5 hits. He struck out 5 and walked 2. Palouse ready, and he deals. Low and outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Palouse, the 26-year-old out of Wake Forest, Baltimore, Maryland native, a former 9th-round selection in 2019 by the A's. 3-1. Swinging a high pop-up, twisting foul out of play back behind home. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Over the last 3 seasons, Palouse has seen time with AAA Las Vegas, spending all season there last year and struggling at the beginning of the season this year there, so he was sent back down here, and he's been dynamite out of the bullpen. Former starter for the Rockhounds in 2022. Pitch home, swinging a drive down the left field line, hooking towards the corner, and it is foul. Just foul into the Riders' bullpen down the left field line. Almost a tying home run for Cody Freeman. Instead, it's a foul ball. Riders trailing 2-1. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Freeman just missing it. Palouse has had some troubles with the home run ball, including giving up 20 last year as a member of the bullpen in AAA. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off of Susak's mask back behind home, and it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Las Vegas, a very hitter-friendly ballpark, and the PCL, a very hitter-friendly environment as well, so really tough to pitch in. This season with the Rockhounds, making his 9th appearance, a 2.77 ERA out of the bullpen. Opponents hitting just 146 against him. 3-2 here on Freeman. Four-hole hitter leading it off. Payoff in. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's still 3-2. As we play in the top of the sixth inning, Rough Riders had a golden opportunity to score in the fifth. With runners at first and second and nobody out in the top of the order up, they went strikeout, pop-out, ground out. And failed to score with Midland a two-run home run to take the lead in the fifth. The pitch is fouled back again, and it's still 3-2. Five consecutive foul balls for Freeman working the count against Palouse. He walked on four pitches back in the fourth. Right-hander offers. Swinging a ground ball to the left side, right at the third baseman Winkler. He's got it and throws to first to get Freeman one away. A long at-bat, and Palouse wins the battle. Brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. 1-for-2 with a double back in the second inning. Former Demon Deacon has seen plenty of the Rough Riders over the last few seasons. He's ready from the stretch with nobody aboard. And he offers in. Swing and a miss. Hatcher cut through it, and it's 0-1. Palouse made three starts against the Rough Riders back in 2022, going 2-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Allowed 22 hits and 18 and a third innings to the Riders. The pitch lashed the other way down the line and left. It falls in for a base hit. Trinkle cuts it off and slings it back in. Josh Hatcher singles to the opposite way. He's got two hits today. And Abimelech Ortiz climbs in, who's 1-for-2. A tying run aboard for the Rough Riders. Top of the sixth inning, trailing 2-1. Ortiz is homered in back-to-back games. Palouse ready from the stretch. And he brings it home. Ortiz watches a strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. That's a good take from Ortiz. Usually when he's going well, he's only swinging first pitch at pitches that he can handle. And usually when he's struggling, he's swinging first pitch almost every time. Even though it was a strike, a good take. The 0-1, he takes below the zone, and it's 1-1 now. Right-hander against the left. Palouse has been equally as good against righties and lefties this season during his short time with Midland. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chased a changeup off the outside corner. It's 1-2. Righties hitting 148. Lefties 143. The one homer he has allowed here at this level has been by a left-handed batter. Here's the stretch and a look over to first, a throw that way, and Josh Hatcher dives back in safely. Oh, sad news coming across via notification. The wonderful Hall of Famer Willie Mays has passed away at the age of 93. Here's the stretch and the 1-2. Ortiz swings, grounds it the opposite way. Diving stop by the third baseman Winkler. Gets up, throws to first, just in time. A phenomenal play at third by Jack Winkler. On a full outstretched dive to his backhanded side, he got up and threw Ortiz out at first. Wow. That's an incredible play. And he just got him. So Hatcher down to second. And what could have been runners at first and second and one out is now a runner at second and two outs for Max Acosta. Goodness gracious. Two-one Rough Riders trail, top of the sixth inning, runner at second, two outs. First pitch to Acosta. Up and away, one ball and no strikes. I mean, off the bat, you were ready to say that's a base hit, but Winkler said, no, sir. Great play. He mentioned Willie Mays, so he passes away at 93 years old. Just an absolute legend of the game. Sad day for baseball. The pitch. Fouled back, and it's one ball and one strike. Willie Mays, of course, the Say Hey Kid. One of the greatest players in the history of this game. 660 home runs in his career. Finished with a lifetime batting average above 300. Lifetime OPS just shy of 950. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Acosta, a check swing pop-up out into shallow right field. A long run out for everybody. The second baseman, Valenzuela, takes charge. He puts it away. Side retired. So the Rough Riders had an opportunity, but it's squandered. No runs on a hit. No errors. A runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rough Riders trail 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Reed Burlingmeyer takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen as we make our way to the sixth inning. We talked about avoiding the big inning for Josh Steven in his start as he's done. First pitch to Daniel Susak. There's a line shot deep into right center field, sending Mateo back on a dead run out of his reach, and it lands in the alley. Susak turns first, and he coasts into second with a leadoff double here in the sixth inning. His second hit today, and a rude greeting for Reed Burlingmeyer. Josh Steven today was able to avoid the big inning, but unfortunately was not given very much on the offensive side. He finishes allowing two runs on five hits across his five innings, striking out four and walking one, and is in line for the loss, giving up the two-run homer to Jack Winkler in the fifth. The pitch. And that's up and in. One ball and no strikes. Almost looked like Hicks got crossed up there. He asked for a new baseball, and yep, he did. He's going to go out and chat with Burlingmeyer to make sure they're on the same page. Now, Steven Dunn in his start, and both starters done after five innings today. Both teams dipping into their bullpen. The bullpen has been an extremely strong part of this team over the last few. Frisco's bullpen in this month of June has been nearly untouchable. A 1-1-1 ERA for this Frisco bullpen. Last series against Amarillo, the bullpen went 3-0 with a 0.76 ERA, allowing just two runs across 23 and two-thirds innings. Offering home, there's a line drive into center field right at Mateo, and it drops in a base hit in front of him. Susak had to wait up to see if it was going to drop or not. And so he moves up to third, and it's back-to-back hits here in the sixth inning for Midland. Runners at the corners, nobody out in the sixth. And that brings Caden Trinkle to the plate. Rough Riders riding a seven-game winning streak coming into this one today. Trinkle 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out against the Frisco starter. Here's the stretch and the pitch. That's down and in. One ball and no strikes. A light crowd here on a Tuesday in Midland. What has been a really well-played ball game so far between these two clubs. 1-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball up and away. It's one ball and one strike. Burlingmeier's best pitch this season has been that cutter that he throws. Fastball, cutter, slider. Also mix in a changeup. He offers in the 1-1. Fouled back. One ball and two strikes on Trinkle. Two aboard, nobody out here in the sixth inning. Burlingmeier with the infield back behind him. They're willing to give up the run for two outs. Right-hander pitches. Swing and a miss. Got him up and away for strike three. Well, Burlingmeier turns to the fastball and picks up the strikeout. One away, and now Jeremy Eierman to the plate, and a double play could end the inning. Double, single, strikeout to begin the sixth. Riders down 2-1 to Midland. Trinkle 0-for-2 with a line out to shorten a strikeout. Burlingmeier deals. Fastball, strike on the upper edge, outside corner. It's 0-1. Rough Riders entering into this game with a 1-2-0 ERA over their last 10. 9-1 in those games. They've only allowed 12 earned runs in those 10 games. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Frisco has only allowed 2 earned runs today. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. Glove at the chest. 0-1. Just slips inside. One ball and one strike. Burlingmeier, the 27-year-old, normal Illinois native. With the Rough Riders pitching in his 13th game, a 3.94 ERA. Across 16 innings, 20 strikeouts to 5 walks. He offers in the 0-1. That misses high. Two balls and one strike now. Eierman, a former top prospect in the A's organization, has since fallen out of favor. There's a power-speed combination coming out of Missouri State. 2-1. Low off the outside corner. Three balls and one strike. At one point, involved in one of the best infields in the league 2 years ago, was him, Logan Davidson, and Nick Allen. Nick Allen has since gone up to the big leagues. He's the mainstay for the A's. 3-1. Runner takes off. It's a pitch that gets away from Hicks back behind home. And no throw as the runner at third, Susak, stayed put at third base. Just skipped away to Hicks's right about 15 feet. Not far enough away. And Junior Perez does steal second base. Or excuse me, no stolen base as it was ball four. So base is loaded, one down for Denzel Clark, who's hit the ball hard twice today. And John Goble emerges from the dugout. Rough Riders pitching coach, who had the week off last week, heads out to go chat with Burlingmeier. Clark lined out to center field and to left center on a great play from Daniel Mateo, ranging over to make the catch. Down 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders facing a really key moment with just one out. This could either keep a minute or Midland could blow it wide open. Denzel Clark, involved in a very wild play a couple weeks ago here in Midland. This was in the Rough Riders. Were just up a couple of games going into last week before they swept Amarillo. Cooper Bowman hit a pinch-hit three-run walk-off homer here against San Antonio, but Denzel Clark, it was ruled as he was the runner at first, that he missed third base, and it turned into a one-run double, and they ended up losing the game. Burlingmeier readies and fires. High and tight, one ball and no strikes, missing with the fastball. Clark was incensed, of course. He was ejected for arguing with the umpire after the game. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Chavez backhand steps on third for one. Throw across in time for the double play. Great play by Franier Chavez. And Burlingmeier out of the inning without allowing a run. Five unassisted, three on the double play. And the Rough Riders take their 2-1 disadvantage to the top of the seventh. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Alex Degody starts the top of the seventh for the Rough Riders. A 2-1 disadvantage for Frisco as we play in this seventh inning. 8-9-1 due up for Frisco against Colin Palouse. Out for his second inning of work. Right-hander ready in the first pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the left side. It goes off the glove of the third baseman Winkler out to the shortstop Ironman, who throws to first not in time. Nearly a phenomenal play. But Degody reaches on what will more than likely be an error on the third baseman, Winkler. The play he came up and tried to short hop. See what they officially call it. Daniel Mateo steps in now. Right-handed batter who's 1-for-2 today. He reached on an error and singled in his two trips. Offering home. Fastball rides inside. It's one ball and no strikes. AD market a base hit. So an infield single for Degody. Palouse throws over to first. A quick move. Didn't get Degody though. Mateo playing in his first game since having his baby daughter last week. Couple half swings out to the hill. Very slightly open stance for the right-handed batter. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a line shot hit to center field. Perez moving back a couple steps. He's right there, though, to make the catch. One out here in the seventh inning. The Rough Riders... Game one today turning to Josh Steven. They'll turn to Ryan Garcia tomorrow. It's a couple Ryans going against each other. Garcia for the Rough Riders. Cusick on the other side for the Rockhounds. Ryan Garcia 4-3 with a 4.53 ERA. Cusick 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA this year for Midland. Here's the stretch and the pitch. That's right over the heart of the plate for his strike. 0-1 to Chavez. So the Rough Riders hoping to get a good start out of Garcia tomorrow. Palouse readies and brings it home. That one's down low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. This series will have the first two games today and tomorrow at 6:30. 7 o'clock for the next three, and then we'll finish out the series with a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. One offering. Just outside. Two balls and one strike. Two runs on seven hits, one error for Midland. One run on seven hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Top of the seventh inning. One out, one aboard. And Palouse steps off. Wants a redo of the signs. The sun setting behind us. The only place where the sun is still shining is on the outfield wall across the outfield with one little sliver hanging on Denzel Clark, the right fielder. The pitch. Down and in. Degody, a delayed steal down to second, and he slides in safely ahead of the throw. Alex Degody with his eighth steal of the season. A headsy move by the veteran going late from first to second. 3-1 now on Chavi with one out and a runner in scoring position now. Rough Riders have not taken advantage with runners in scoring position tonight. Just 1-for-8. 3-1. Up and away. Ball four. So Chavez reaches on the walk. Two aboard, one down for Liam Hicks. 0-for-3 tonight, needing to find his way aboard to reach for the 14th consecutive game. He's hit safely in four straight. He's flied out twice and popped out. Rough Riders trailing 2-1, top of the seventh inning. Really good speed on the base pass, so a ball in the alley could possibly score two here. Offering home. Up and away. One ball and no strikes. Aaron Zavala on deck, representing the three spot. Both teams have had a lot of opportunities to score. Only three combined runs, though. The pitch. High and tight. Two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders have stranded six on the base pass. They have two more on here in the seventh. On the other side, Midland has also stranded six. I mentioned the Rough Riders just 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Midland just 1-for-5. That one hit did not score a run. 2-0. Just outside. Three balls and no strikes. Palouse in danger of walking to load the bases here. Degody leads from second, Chavez from first. Offering home. It's at the top of the zone for a strike, 3-1. Good opportunity for Hicks to do damage right here. Palouse ready from the stretch. 3-1. Strike on the outside corner. Went with a 3-1 slider on the outside edge. Just able to clip the outside corner at the knees, and Hicks calls time and steps out. Hicks has been a good hitter situationally for the Rough Riders this year. 3-2 home. He swings and misses for strike three. A rare strikeout for Liam Hicks. Two down. First strikeout for Palouse. And he got one of the hardest guys to K in all of the Texas League. Just the 26th strikeout for Liam Hicks in his 57th game. So two down now, runners at first and second for Aaron Zavala. First pitch. Swinging a hard line drive, base hit into right field. Degody up to third, he's getting the wave. Clark's throw to the plate is offline. Degody slides in, he's out. Clark throws out Degody trying to score. And this remains a 2-1 game. Rough Riders still trail. We go bottom seven next. It's time to stretch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders trail 2-1 to the last of the seventh inning here in Midland. Saheed Valenzuela, Shane McGuire, Jack Winkler, the 3-2 up. It's 9-1-2. Reed Burlingmeyer got out of a bases-loaded jam with a double play in the sixth inning. First pitch home. Bunt back behind home and foul. It's 0-1. His bases loaded, one out. Burlingmeyer got a ground ball to third where Franier Chavez backhanded it. His momentum took him right to the bag. He stepped on the third base bag and then threw to first for the double play. 0-1. Just inside, one ball and one strike. Well, the Rough Riders had an opportunity there to tie the game in the seventh inning. Aaron Zavala with the base hit into right field. Alex Degody got waved around third, but was thrown out of the plate by Denzel Clark. 1-1. Up and in, and it's two balls and one strike. So Frisco continues to have just one run tonight on the offensive side. Looking to win their eighth consecutive ball game. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball the opposite way. Right at Franier Chavez. He boots it, though, on a bad hop at the last moment, popping up on him. Went off his glove almost like a ramp. And there's the error that snaps the streak. So E5, the first error that the Rough Riders have committed in 10 games. Shane McGuire now, and the pitch is at the bottom of the zone outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders trail 2-1 with Valenzuela at first base. Riders went on a bit of a tough stretch on the road in which they committed 12 errors in 12 games, and they were leading minor league baseball going into that stretch with the fewest errors. And now, after going nine straight, they're back in the fewest errors in minor league baseball category. Until that one, the pitch. McGuire swings and flies it into shallow right field, a pop-up. Max Acosta calling everyone off. Back onto the infield dirt. The shortstop makes the catch. One away for Jack Winkler here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Riders down 2-1 on the two-run homer by Winkler. He is 2-for-3 today with a double and a two-run homer. His double to the opposite way to right field barely missed getting out of the ballpark. Here's the offering home. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Runner at first, one down, bottom of the seventh inning. Burlingmeier pitches. That's low and outside. Throw down to first. Not in time. One ball and one strike. This has been a quintessential Rough Riders game. Well pitched. Low scoring. 1-1 offering from Burlingmeier. Swing and a miss. Good slider low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. The only difference is the Rough Riders haven't been used to being down very often. Frisco won via walk-off on Friday, but didn't trail that game ever. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. That's low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. The last time the Rough Riders trailed in a game this late, you have to go all the way back to two Saturdays ago when they lost to Corpus Christi 4-1. Throw goes over to first again, not in time. Rough Riders were down 4-1 after the fifth inning going the rest of the way. And then they won the game on Sunday and then swept the series against Amarillo. Frisco never trailed the Sod Poodles as the pitch is a bouncing ball to third, and Chavez can't pick it again. It's the second one that he hasn't been able to come up with at third base in this inning, and they go base hit. So an infield single for Jack Winkler, his third hit today, and there are runners at first and second now for Malone. Rough Riders never trailed in this series against Amarillo by more than three runs. Runners at first and second, one down. Malone 0-for-2 with a walk. Liam Hicks goes out and chats with Burlingmeier. Another opportunity. There have been a lot of base runners in this game. A ton of base traffic for both teams. Just neither team has really been able to come up with a big hit. 16 combined hits, just three combined runs. Malone, right-handed batter. Burlingmeier turns and throws back to second, though no one was covering the base, so he just throws to Degody at his second base position. Throws it right back to him. Malone, slightly open stance. Former University of Oregon Duck. The pitch. He takes it to the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Malone, a transfer from South Carolina. Former sixth round pick back in 2022 by the A's. The pitch. Misses up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Coming up in a big situation here. Pitch home. Swing and a foul off of Hicks. One ball and two strikes. Malone was teammates with Aaron Zavala at Oregon. Same year that Rangers took Zavala in the second round of that 2022 draft. Runners at first and second. One down in the seventh inning. One ball and two strikes on Malone. One, two. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider away. Strike three. Merlingmeyer with his second strikeout. It's a big one here in the seventh inning. And Daniel Susak steps in now. He's been murdered today with two hits, a single, and a double. 2-1 Rough Riders trail. Runners at first and second. Two down. First pitch, just inside, one ball, no strikes. Susak has singled to center and doubled to center, more to right center field. Merlingmeyer readies. A glance back to second, the pitch. Just a hair inside, missing with the cutter. Two balls and no strikes. Wind continues to blow in from right center field. Here's the stretch once again in the 2-0. That one flutters outside. Three balls and no strikes. And now in danger of walking Susak, who calls time. Junior Perez on deck. Merlingmeyer ready. And the 3-0 pitch. Pours it in there for a strike. 3-1. Throwing the cutter there. Big pitch coming. Susak, dangerous hitter. 3-1 home. Swinging a ground ball, hugging the line at third. Foul, just down the line, foul ball. Wow. Close. And it's three balls and two strikes. Riders down 2-1 in this seventh inning. Stretching the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Chavi's got it. The third baseman slings it on to first and gets him. Inning over. Oh, the Riders escape another jam here in the seventh. No runs on a hit, an error, and two left on. It's still 2-1. Rough Riders trail to the top of the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Cody Freeman leads it off for the Riders in the top of the eighth inning. It's the Rough Riders trailing the Rockhounds 2-1 in this series opener. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday evening. Cody Freeman working against a new left-hander on the mound who pours in the first pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's a familiar face out on the mound, Austin Briggs, who's the second pitcher out of the bullpen today for the A's affiliate. Offering home, way outside. One ball and one strike. Two runs on eight hits and one error for the Rockhounds. One run on eight hits and one error for the Rough Riders. Stretch in the pitch. Outside. Two balls and one strike. The Rough Riders 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. The Rockhounds 1-for-7. Both teams have had a lot of traffic today. 2-1. Freeman chops it foul up the third baseline. It's 2-2. Can't help but go back to that Cody Freeman at bat beginning the sixth inning when he hit a ball down the left field line that was foul by mere feet into the Rough Riders bullpen. Nearly a game-tying home run. Instead of foul ball, he ended up grounding out to third to finish the at-bat. 2-2, and Freeman calls time, steps out. It's Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, the 3-2 up in this frame. Briggs readies. He brings it in. Check swing, up and away. They appeal, and he did not go. Three balls and two strikes. The left-hander Briggs, 28 years old, out of McNeese State. The offering in, Freeman swings and misses and strikes out. Got him away with a fastball at 94. One down here in the eighth inning, and Josh Hatcher climbs in. Briggs, a guy who the Rough Riders have seen each of the last three seasons, three appearances against him in 2022, eight against him last year, and this season making his first appearance against Frisco. The offering in inside to Hatcher, and it's one ball and no strikes. Left-hander against left-hander here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hatcher went fishing. Hatcher did not face Austin Briggs last year. 1-1. Low and outside. Two balls and one strike on Hatch. Who's 2-for-3 today with a double and a single. Two on. Swinging a soft ground ball up the first baseline. Malone's got it. He easily takes into the pillow for the out. Two away. Riders have not been retired in order since the first inning. And here's Abimelech Ortiz. One for three today with a single. The pinch. Strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Hits in three consecutive games for Abimelech for the first time since the end of May and just the third time since April. 0-1. Flying out of play to the left side. It's 0-2 on him quickly. But signs pointing towards the positive for Ortiz. I'd love for him to get a hold of one here. He's already homered in two consecutive games. Tie this ball game up here in the eighth inning. Left-hander deals home. Ortiz swings, fouls it into Susak's glove, strike three, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Austin Briggs. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom eight next. Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Seth Clark takes the mound for the Rough Riders as we move to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 2-1 to Midland. Junior Perez, Caden Trinkle, Jeremy Ironman due up in the inning. Perez singling into center field back in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. Left-hander Seth Clark spelling Reed Berlingmeyer, who went two innings in relief tonight. Shutout baseball, allowing three hits. He struck out two and walked one. Clark, the first pitch home to Perez. Inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Clark taking over for Berlingmeyer, looking to continue what has been wonderful work for this bullpen. He's been great this season. 2.70 ERA for the Riders. 0-1. Outside with the Frisbee slider, and it's one ball and one strike. 16 appearances, 20 innings. He's struck out 20. His one bugaboo has been walks with 15 of them. 1-1. Swinging a chopper out to second. Degody charges, picks in the left hip, sets his feet, scissor steps, and throws him out at first. One away. Okay, and Trinkle bats now, 2-1. Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds. Nobody warming in the Frisco bullpen down the left field line. There is action in the Midland bullpen, however. It's Seth Elledge who is loosening. Probably see him come the ninth inning. Clark deals into the fellow lefty Trinkle. Hits a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders winners of seven in a row coming into tonight will need a come-from-behind win in the ninth inning to do so. The pitch has a slider low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Frisco will play game two tomorrow at 6:30. It'll turn to Ryan Garcia against Ryan Cusick for Midland. Should be a lot of fun. Hope to have you along for it. Clark Reddy's in the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, tagged in the air down the right field line. Hatcher going back, warning track, reaches up, makes the catch. Great play by Josh Hatcher on a dead run. Fully outstretched, made the grab. Right on the warning track, and there are two away. Two down for Jeremy Ironman. Two on Riders trail, bottom of the eighth inning, two outs. Clark Reddy's from the stretch, massively closed off in the pitch. That's low, one ball and no strikes. Well, news out of Arlington, the Rangers in action against the Mets were trailing 1-0 early on, but a barrage in the fifth inning. A two-run single, or I should say an RBI single from Corey Seager. The pitch is inside 2-0. A three-run Jimmy Jack for Josh Smith, and then Wyatt Langford with his first out-of-the-park homer of his Major League career. His first homer was an inside-the-park home run. 2-0. Swinging a fly ball, hit out to left field, sending Zavala back, tailing at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Side retired, 1-2-3 for Seth Clark in the eighth inning. Now the Rough Riders try to get some runs. They trail by one going to the top of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Stars and Stripes weekend opens up on the 4th of July, so make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Arkansas Travelers. Don't forget that on Saturday, July 6th, your kids can run the base paths after the game just like the Rough Riders do with Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders lead 1-1, 2-1 as we go to the top of the ninth inning in this series opener between Frisco and Midland. Seth Elledge, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rockhounds, coming in for the save. Rough Riders have the bottom of their order due up. Max Acosta, Alex DeGody, and Daniel Mateo. 7-8-9. So some work to do. Frisco's had no problem getting base runners today. They've been retired 1-2-3 just twice in the ballgame and have gone 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position and left 8 on the base paths. Now Max Acosta leading it off has the lone RBI today for the Riders. And Elledge delivers home. Swinging a foul straight back, it's 0-1. Acosta had an RBI single back in the second inning to give the Riders a 1-0 lead. Jack Winkler hit a two-run homer in the fifth, and that's all the scoring we've had here on the opener today. The former big leaguer, Elledge, comes to a stretch, and then Acosta calls for time. Elledge, a native of Dallas, Texas, went to DBU. 28 years old, made his major league debut with St. Louis, pitching in 2020 and 2021 with the Cardinals. The pitch. That's outside with a slider, and it's 1-1. Originally drafted by the Seattle Mariners in 2017. Eventually made his way through a bunch of different organizations. The Cardinals, then to the Braves organization, the Mets, the Tigers, back to the Braves, now the A's. The pitch is popped up back behind home, and that leaks out of play. It's a foul ball, and it's 1-2 in Acosta. Signed at the beginning of May with the A's as a free agent. He readies here in the 1-2 pitch. Just high. 2-2. This season he's been effective. A 2.87 ERA across 11 outings. Wind blowing in hard from right field. 2-2 on the way to Acosta. Swinging a drive out to left center field. Wind might knock this one down. Perez back at the warning track. Comes together with Trinkle and they collide. Oh no. Did they make the catch? There's no signal yet. Acosta rounding the bases. Perez is down in left center field. There's still no signal as to whether or not he made the catch. You just hope that Perez is okay as Trinkle and Perez collided in left center field and now they signal out. Acosta's the first out here in the ninth inning, but, oh, man, the athletic trainer, Eric Fast, running out to the warning track in left center field, and Gregorio Petit going out there as well, just hoping that Perez is okay. They both went a long way into the warning track in left center field, and I believe that Perez made the catch. There was a late out signal by Trevor Matthews, the umpire. Just an incredible play with the two outfielders coming together and colliding. And yeah, Perez did make the catch. Wow. Those two hammered into each other. It looked like hip to hip. Oh, there was a lot of whiplash involved. And you just hope that Perez is all right. And he's sitting up at the warning track. And he stands up. Good. Oh, brother. Gets a nice round of applause. And that's an eventful first out. How in the world did he hang on to that baseball? Caden Trenkel has come out with the baseball. But it looked like Perez was the one that made the catch. And I wonder if Perez is going to stay in the game. He's jogging out on the warning track. Looks like he's trying to make an argument to stay in the game. Lázaro Armenteros, Cooper Bowman are both on the bench right now. And available if needed. Although Bowman was a late scratch from the lineup today. Take another look at the replay. I really do think that Perez did make this catch, though they both came together with their gloves up. Really tough to tell who did make that catch. Oh, Perez looked like he hit his head on the warning track after coming up with the baseball. Oh, man. And he is walking with the athletic trainer, but they're walking towards center field, so can't tell if he's going to stay in the game or not. Denzel Clark out there as well. And it looks like he's coming out. Lázaro Armenteros going out into right field. So Denzel Clark will go to center. Junior Perez out of the game. And Armenteros out to right. Oh, brother. And to add insult for the Rough Riders, that's the first out of the ninth inning. On a ball that was hammered on a normal day. And it's probably off the wall with the wind knocking it down. So Perez coming out gets a nice round of applause. And Alex DeGoti is the batter for the Rough Riders against Elledge. Acosta was on the on-deck circle. And talking to DeGoti and Mateo. Really just telling him what Elledge was throwing and what his breaking ball looked like. Clark moves to center. Lázaro Armenteros in right. And here's Alex DeGoti with one out here in the top of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 2-1. Alex DeGoti, 1-for-2 today with a walk. Right-hander readies and deals. Outside, one ball, no strikes. DeGoti's base hit was to third in the seventh. Riders trying to get base runners here. Offering it. Low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Mateo does have a bit of power on deck, but what you want to do is try to get aboard and get back up to the top of the lineup. 2-0 pitch. Fly ball foul out of play to the right side. 2-1. This has been a really good game here in the opener of this series. Between the two best teams in the Texas League South. What else do you expect? Elledge readies. He brings it. Strike on the outside corner at the knees. DeGoti didn't agree. He Falls even in the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Standing back in. Elledge from the belt. Not a big strikeout pitcher. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Elevated with the fastball. Strikes out Degoni. And they're now two away. There's Daniel Mateo. Rough Riders down to their final batter. Or final out, I should say, on this Tuesday night, trailing 2-1 to the Rockhounds. Mateo trying to play hero. Stretch of the pitch. Outside, 1-0. Wind whipping in from right field. One-oh offering. Mateo swings, cranks it into right center field. Clark on the run, and he's there to make the catch. The ball game is over. Riders fall to the Rockhounds 2-1. And that snaps their 7-game winning streak. They fall to 43-21 here in the first half. Midland improves to 36-28. The Rough Riders fall 2-1 here in this series opener. We'll be back to break it down when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back to Midland and Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rough Riders fall to the Midland Rockhounds by a final score of 2-1. The final lines, 2 runs on 8 hits and 1 error for the Rockhounds. They stranded a total of 8 on the base pass. The Rough Riders 1 run on 8 hits and 1 error today. They stranded a total of also 8 in the ball game today. So the Rough Riders, a tough loss here in the opener, but still really good pitching again from that bullpen. The bullpen goes scoreless again with Reed Burlingmeyer working out of jams. And the only blemish in what was a really good day for Frisco was a 2-run homer by Jack Winkler. And the Rough Riders were able to get a couple runners aboard late in this one today, but could not push him across. A couple key moments, the runner thrown out at home when Degoti was tossed out in the 7th after the base hit by Aaron Zavala. And then in addition to that, when the Rough Riders had 2 aboard in back-to-back innings in the 4th and the 5th and could not push a run across. So especially in the 5th inning with 2 aboard and nobody out, and the top of the order due up, they went down in order without pushing across a run. So the Rough Riders do fall 2-1. Again, the final game time tonight, officially, it has not been posted. It comes down to about 2 hours and 28 minutes, our final game time tonight here in Midland. Rough Riders fall to 43-21. We'll tell you more about what happened in the Texas League, the Rangers affiliates, and update you on what's going on in Arlington between the Mets and the Rangers, and Also, set up tomorrow's Game 2 of this series when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Midland one final time on this really pleasant Tuesday night. Rough Riders lose to the Midland Rockhounds 2-1. Let's take you through what's going on in the rest of the Texas League. We are the only final so far except for one other game. Arkansas, a 3-2 win over Wichita earlier today. Amarillo, they're leading 12-4 over San Antonio at home. That game just in the fifth inning as they've been going for 2 hours already. Northwest Arkansas falling currently in the seventh to Tulsa 4-2, while Corpus Christi all over Springfield at home 10-1. Elsewhere in the Rangers organization, at the low A level, Down East beats Fredericksburg 6-1 on the road against the Nationals affiliate. At the high A level, Hickory, they fall to Bowling Green, the Rays affiliate 5-2 at home. And AAA Round Rock just underway against Sacramento on the road over on the West Coast. That game scoreless in the top of the second inning. As for the big league club, they're up 6-4 at the end of 7. And Wyatt Langford, the story tonight, with his first major league home run out of the ballpark. He now has 2 on the season. Josh Smith with a 3-run homer as well. The Rangers looking to snap a 4-game skid. And the Mariners won earlier today against the Guardians, so they're hoping to keep pace 9 games back in the West. It's been a tough go for the Rangers as of late. The Rough Riders and the Rockhounds will play Game 2 tomorrow at 6:30. It'll be our last 6:30 first pitch time of this series for Game 2. Ryan Garcia goes for the Rough Riders 4-3 with a 4.53 ERA against Ryan Cusick, who's 1-0 with a 2.57 earned run average. Again, 6:30 our first pitch. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:15. We hope you can join us as Cooper Johnson will be part two of our interview set for the pregame show tomorrow, and it should be a lot of fun to listen to that one. It was a lot of fun sitting down with Cooper earlier today. So the Rough Riders fall 2-1 to the Rockhounds in Game 1 of this series, snap their 7-game winning streak, but they are still division champions and still have to feel pretty good about themselves as we go forward in this series. Rough Riders and Rockhounds will play tomorrow at 6:30, and we'll talk to you then. That's going to do it for us tonight. On behalf of everybody, thanks for listening tonight. My name is Zach Bigley, and special thanks to my partner, Luke Maley, back in Frisco as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:15, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!